The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So, you know, it's interesting because now we've seen this on both sides. Roger Ailes is a great example of this. This is the kind of stuff that Roger was accused of doing. Not to this degree, but pretty close. And, you know, I worked with Roger Ailes and I wasn't aware of this. I had heard those rumors, but you can't do anything on rumors. I mean, what are you going to do? I wasn't close enough to say, hey, are you the dirtbag that everybody says you are? And you didn't know what was true or not because you never saw it yourself.
And we have to, you know, watch our righteous indignation, which is actually correct. But that doesn't mean we lose due process. That doesn't mean we just start accusing everyone we hear a rumor about horrible things publicly.
No.
I mean, there's a standard here that we have to maintain as a society that protects people that are still innocent until proven guilty.
So this is interesting because Megyn Kelly and I had a conversation one time, and I don't even know if she remembers this. It was in her dressing room. And I went into her office, which was just full of clothes. You know, I got a suit. Megyn Kelly had wardrobe of clothing. And I said, wow, all this for you? And she said, yeah. You can keep it all, too, if you allow Roger to dress you, if you allow, you know, the not Roger, but the company to pick out your clothing. And I told her a story. I said, that's really interesting. I said, because at CNN, I remember a time when research came back on one of their hosts and when she was wearing something a little more revealing, her ratings and her test, you know, her test numbers went up and they couldn't say anything to her. And they had to try to lead her to the water. And they were like, gee, you know, look at this test and this test. There's different scores. Why do you think that is? And this person had to say, well, probably because of the way I'm dressed. Oh, I never thought of that. And I knew that had happened at CNN. And I said, interesting. He never has to have that conversation with you. He never has to have those conversations with any of the women here because he's just saying you'll wear this, this, and this. And so he doesn't ever have to cross that line. Very smart. That's the closest thing that we ever got to. But everybody knows that Fox News, you know, they sex it up. Everybody knew that. So what are you going to do? But if Megan would have told me at that time, Glenn, you know what? He's also sexually harassed the women here. Megan, I would have believed. Because Megan was at the top of her career. She had nothing to gain by it. And I just would have believed her. I would have stood by her. In fact, I came out against Roger Ailes after Megan said that because I believed her. Not that I didn't believe Gretchen, but, you know, there was problems with Gretchen back and forth. I didn't know what was true and what wasn't. It's a horse apiece. If you're not involved in it, what do you know? When Gretchen said something, I thought, that could be true, but I didn't want to throw either of them under the bus. Once Megan stepped in, Megan had nothing to gain out of this and wasn't having those kinds of problems. How many people, Ben Affleck is one of them, how many men in Hollywood knew about this and had the power to stand with them and chose not to? The real question is, are you experiencing this in your life? Is somebody like this in your life? Is anybody standing with you, or if you're the accuser? Or if you were the one that's hearing about it, are you standing with them?
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitvestIRA.com. That's BitvestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.